Following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How are you guys doing tonight? Good, good. I am so stoked to be here with you guys tonight. Normally, I'm in the back of the church with the caged in with all of the children, and they let me out there every once in a while to come out to be with you guys. And so I'm really excited to be out here tonight with you. Got a great message to share with you. Something God's been kind of putting on my heart as I've been preparing for this message is just to share with you about the truth of the purpose of life. And I love being a children's ministry director because I get to hang out with the youngest, the smallest of all human beings who don't understand life at all. And I get to be with them and usher them in to this wonderful place that God has created. One of those little human beings is my six-year-old little son, Wesley. And me and my wife had the privilege of heading over to Disneyland just the other night. And we got to walk around with him, and we got to look at the thing that they spent like $1 billion on. I don't know if anybody has ever been over there recently, but I walked this six-year-old little boy basically through something that was an absolute dream. And as we walked through Disneyland, and we walked into the new Star Wars land, and as you walk up, and I'm telling you, now, I know it's not real. I know it's all fake, right? I know it's all fake, but it's 40 years ago this movie was made. You walk up, you turn a corner, you look down a pathway, and just you get a slight glimpse, and your jaw kind of drops. Because as you start to walk down the path, more and more fully revealed to you is the full-sized, completely reconstructed, like two-scale Millennium Falcon. And as you're standing there, there's a bit of surreal that's coming at you, and you're like, no way. Now, I'm an adult, so I'm like, okay, it was built, it was fake. But my son, as we stood in line, he kept asking me this question. He kept asking me, Dad, is it real? Dad, is it real? Are we really gonna go to outer space? Right? Because he's 6 years old. And the whim and the incredible creation and what they do, if they're tricking all of these adults who are there, who I believe some of them genuinely believe they are in Star Wars while they're there. This six-year-old little boy is enthralled. But unfortunately, I did have to explain to him that no, Wesley, this is not real. This is not real. We're not really going to go to outer space, but it's fun to pretend. Tonight, it's kind of exciting to be with you guys because I get to share a message with you that Jesus shared that's about, guess what? It is real. It is real. Let's go ahead and pray tonight before we dig into the words of Jesus and see the beautiful masterpiece that he's created for us to enjoy. Father God, Jesus, we love you so much. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this place. And I thank you for each and every single one of the people who are here. God, I pray tonight as your word goes forth and as our hearts have been prepared through a time of just beautiful worship and music, as we get to sit outside and feel the air, the warm air that you've provided for us tonight. So easy to complain about the air that we have and how hot it is, Lord, but it is not bitterly cold. It's Huntington Beach, and it is warm and beautiful, Lord. We praise you and we love you. May you be in our minds and in our hearts tonight. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be in two sections of Scripture. I'm going to start off in Luke chapter 12, and then at the end, I'm going to be going over to 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. So you might just want to mark your Bibles there, Luke chapter 12, and then you're going to want to mark 1 John because we're going to hit there later in the evening. Now, we're looking at Luke chapter 12 in brief context of what Jesus is talking about is what Jesus likes to talk about. And Jesus likes to talk about spiritual things. Jesus loves speaking about spiritual matters. Now, right before the passage that we read right here, Jesus talks about a parable of a rich man. and he tells this parable of a rich man who collects enough stuff for himself. He gets it all together, and he says to himself, he says, I will say to my soul, soul, you have enough stuff in the barns and in the warehouses. You have enough money saved up and enough grain. You can just rest, you can eat, and you can drink and be merry now that you have enough stuff. But the man, Jesus says, is a fool, because his very life was going to be taken one night, and the question would be, what would happen to all of the stuff that he had collected for himself? Who would it go to? What was the point? To further drive home this illustration, Jesus picks up Luke 12, verse 22. I'm going to read straight through to Luke 32. Ready? Here we go. Luke 22 says this. Then, turning to his disciples, Jesus said, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whatever you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear, for life is more than food and your body is more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them. And you are more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a single thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they. And then when it was talking about Solomon, it's referring to a king in the Old Testament. And if God cares so wonderfully for the flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little of faith? And don't be concerned about what you will eat and what you will drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world, but your Father already knows your needs. Very important right here, verse 31. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Jesus is speaking right here about spiritual realities. He's talking about that which is absolutely real. Not the fake things of this world, not the things that we believe are real, not the things that we believe will give us the things of his kingdom. He's talking about the true essence of what we really need to focus on and make sure that we are not tricked. We're going to have a little fun right now. Well, yeah, a little bit. We'll call it a lot of fun, okay? Depends on if you want to have fun. It's up to you. I want everybody to close your eyes really quick. Close your eyes. Just listen to my words. I want you to take about just 10 seconds, maybe 15 if you need it, and I want you to think to yourself, if I was a painting, if I was a painting, and on that painting there was an object that represented me, that represented soul, who I am, I want you to think about, what is that object that is you? That thing that represents you internally, the thing that makes you. Now, I want to hear from just a couple people. So if you would like to share, raise your hand, and I want to see if I can get a couple objects that people thought about. Do not be shy. Do not be shy. All right, I'm going to walk down here really quick. All right, give me an object.
An object?
The painting that you would be.
I thought a spirit, Holy Spirit.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a very good one. Okay, anybody else? Something else that represents you? Right over here.
A, I could be warm, but I could
totally burn you. All right, a big sun could be really warm, but totally burn you. How many out there thought of maybe like a musical instrument or something? Okay, musical instrument. What about some of you guys, you thought, you know what, if I was represented by a picture, I'd be a massive like crane or a big truck or a bulldozer. Anybody like that? Right? A couple of you guys are maybe thinking about that, right? Okay, I want to explain it to you like this. Over here, I have purposed this setup. I have purposed this canvas. I have purposed this lamp. On this canvas, there's a beautiful picture right here, and it's a beautiful picture of a flower. Some of you, how many would be a flower? How many would be a flower? That's right. Some of the ladies, yeah, Christine, I saw that hand in the back, right? Some of you would be a flower. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's what brings me comfort. That's what I am. Now, this is a pretty painting. I painted a couple different ones here, too. Some of you, maybe the creative types, those that are a little out there, would be something that would look like this, right? Okay? A little creative, a little out there. Something that's a little squiggly, a little bit different. How many would say you're maybe that represents you a little bit? Okay? Some of the ladies over here, too. Okay. Now, for me, I go back and forth, I think, a little bit between these two, because I go back and forth between wanting to be this, but then also struggling with, I'm not like that. I'm like one of these. Sometimes I go back and forth. Okay? I'm very square, rigid, sharp corners, disciplined. How many would say that would be more like them? Discipline, yeah. Okay, some of the guys, some more of the guys are like, some of the ladies like the squiggly lines, some of the guys are like the square, sharp and ready to go. Okay? Now here's the thing. I told you I set this canvas, this station up for a purpose. For a purpose. Now, if you knew my purpose for it, or if you didn't know my purpose for it, you would think that my purpose was to show you pictures, right? Because as I look at pictures, you're saying, wow, Jonathan, that is a very beautiful picture. You are showing us paintings tonight. That must be your purpose for that painting. What if I was to tell you that was not my purpose for setting that up tonight? My purpose for setting this up tonight was I wanted to reflect some light into your face. I wanted to shine some light off of this picture onto you. That was my purpose of the canvas and of the painting. I wanted you to see the interior of this light bulb shining off of that canvas into your face. The picture itself is only the means in which the light reflects off of and you see the light that's inside of this right here. Do you guys get that? The picture is the only thing that is between that reflects the light to you. This is what Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 12. He's saying this. He's saying, you guys, here's the purpose of life. God is a masterpiece, or you are God's masterpiece. He created all of us, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You have been created all as God's masterpiece for good works that He pre-planned and purposed since the beginning. You have been created as God's masterpiece to shine His light. But this is the problem. If you do not understand the purpose of this, then you will be easily distracted by thinking it's all about the picture. By thinking it's about the picture. And some of you will say, well, wait a minute, that's a really pretty picture. That picture that Jonathan painted is really ugly, right? This one is a little bit different. And you will compare the pictures next to each other. Which one is more beautiful? Which one has straighter lines? Which one represents me more? But if you understood that the purpose of this setup was not to show you these pictures, the purpose of this setup was to reflect the light, would it matter what the picture looked like? It wouldn't. Jesus says, do not seek the temporary things of this world. What you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, who you're going to be, right? The clothing you're going to put on, the identity that you're going to assume, the thing that you're going to pursue, it is like temporary paint. But he is like eternal light. That is what Jesus is trying to describe to everybody here. This is what you need to pursue. Don't pursue those things. Pursue this thing. Because these things, no matter the way that they look, no matter how you see them, their purpose is to reflect light. And this is the big thing. Some of us in life have been walking around not in the light of God. We've been walking around in the shadows. And as we walk around in the shadows, thinking, I'm not a really pretty picture. I'm not a really pretty painting. I don't have it all together. I'm squiggly lines. I'm messed up. I can't get it straight. I don't know what's going on in life. And we've just been hiding in the dark, hiding in the shadows, not fully understanding what is the purpose of life. What am I supposed to do? And if you don't know the true purpose of life, which is to reflect the glory of God, then you focus so much on who you are in this place. You focus so much on who you are, and you compare yourself with other people, and you strive to get ahead, and you strive to be better than other people. And you strive to be the prettiest painting out there, which you may be an extremely pretty painting, but your purpose is not to be a pretty painting. Your purpose is to reflect the glory of God, but you may still be hiding in the shadows away from his light. And he's asking you, and he's saying, Jesus came to this earth to call you into the kingdom of light and saying, come out from the shadows. I don't care how ugly you are. I don't care how messed up you are. I don't care how squiggly lines you have, how you don't have it together. Who you are and what you look like doesn't matter to me, because we're all messed up. We're not perfect. What matters to me is that you're willing to reflect my light. That's what matters, is that you understand that you're here to reflect who I am, and I'm here to help you. Some of us may be in a position where we've walked with the Lord for a really long time, and we've become a very pretty painting. And we focused on a lot of who we are. Titles, position, work, finances, money in barns and banks in different places, trying to build our life, trying to make our life look as pretty as it can possibly be, as perfect as it can possibly be. And in that pursuit, there may have been a time when our life reflected the glory of God. But we have, since that time, maybe stepped away from where that light is at and have forgotten and have returned to just trying to make our life about ourselves. The truth is that when it comes to the purpose of the believer here on earth, and it doesn't matter your title, position, place of life, the things you have done, the things you have not done, the things that have been holy or unholy, the things that are good or not good, none of that matters, right? None of that matters. What matters is, are you willing to tonight reflect the light of God as you go forward? Because his mercies are new every single day. For those of us that have been walking a life and we have been following the Lord for a good amount of time, maybe we've built up our identities and we've built up a Christian identity. We know who the Lord is, right? We read our Bible every day. We go to church all the time. Some of us, what we do is we have painted ourselves a really good picture that has walked in the light of God, but this is something, I think this is the most beautiful picture of all that any of us can be. This is the most beautiful one, because this is the one that fulfills the complete purpose of what God created us to be. And it's the blank slate. It's somebody that has abandoned their identity. Somebody that has let go of what they think they have to be. Somebody that has stepped away from the food and the clothes and all the things that you're supposed to wear, the way you're supposed to sound, the thing you're supposed to do, the title you're supposed to achieve. And they said, I'm getting rid of all of those all that temporary paint. I just want to be a blank canvas for you, God. And the one that reflects the light of God the best is the one that is free and clear of anything temporary that they think has to exist on themselves. Anybody that's trying to make themselves something, the blank slate is the one that God's just saying, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for those types of people. Let me paint you with my light. Stop using the temporary paint of this world. If you guys will, turn with me to 1 John 5:9. Sorry, 1 John 1:5-9. So what John declares, 1 John says this. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. And when it's talking about light, it's a metaphor for God, and it's talking about that light that the whole world talks about, right? The light that you see in every single movie that's out there, pop culture thing, step into the light, be about the light. The light is good. The light is joy. Okay, the true light is God. And he is all that is good and all that is wonderful. God is light. He is the essence of everything that is good. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So we are lying to ourselves if we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we claim to have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. Thinking about the idea of, okay, that's fun. That's fun. Paintings are fun. Pictures, illustrations, those are fun to kind of think about. That's a fun church service to have, right? It's kind of a fun way to think about stuff. But here's the deal. This is real, not in the sense that the light and the painting is real, but the message is absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Us as people constantly cover ourselves with temporary things of this world that pass away, that burn up, that moth eats, and things destroy. The flower withers and the grass fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. It is the eternal essence of all of those things that we try to achieve. And you may ask yourself, okay, I heard this message tonight, but one real question. But is it real? Like, is it real? Like, is it really true that if I say, Lord, please forgive me for everything that I've ever done wrong, that the most wicked thought that I've ever had, the words that I've said that have been completely nasty and completely wrong and completely off course, the things of my past that I know have not been holy, the things of my past I know that if I was to really, really, really say, God, please forgive me of that. Is it true that I can walk in your light and I can really walk as somebody who's holy and upright and good? Yeah. Because you'll reflect the light of God. You just have to put yourself in that position. That's it. That's the simplicity of the gospel. Everybody bow your heads. Close your eyes. Tonight, a couple illustrations were given, and I know there's maybe people that are in the crowd here that walking in darkness, maybe putting on temporary paint on themselves in some ways, stepping out of the light of who God is, focusing on the food and the clothing and the temporary things of this world, and not truly focusing in on the light of God and the true light of God, the things that are eternal, the love, the joy, the peace, the kindness, the gentleness of who God is, not really focusing in on that, who've been walking in darkness. Tonight, if you have been walking in darkness and you have never, never asked the Lord into your life and saying, God, please forgive my sins. I want you to pray with me in just a second. if you're somebody in the crowd here tonight where you're like, well, I haven't really thought about it for a while. I've been doing the Jesus thing for a little bit. Love it. But you know what? Honestly, I maybe have been feeling a little bit of that darkness lately. My mind and my heart have maybe been filled with that anger and that rage and that bitterness that does not come from the Lord. I want you to pray with me in a second. There may be a third group out there tonight too. He says maybe something's stuck. Maybe there's some out there that need to make that other change. He says, well, I've been walking the Christian life for a while, but I've never thought about being a blank slate and allowing the Lord to take away the identity that I've placed upon myself, the painting that I've made myself. I've never been just that blank slate for Him and just allowed Him to just make me whatever it is that I need to be. I want you to pray with me too. Father God, I come to you. And I know in the crowd tonight, here tonight, that amongst those three types of people, Lord, those who have been walking in darkness, who have never asked for your forgiveness into their life, have been making themselves, Lord, trying to build themselves up, trying to be something, Father, been walking in darkness and not stepping into your light, I pray, Lord, that you touch their minds and their hearts right now, Lord, that you forgive them of their sins as they actively confess, Lord, to you. Father, for those that are here tonight that maybe have walked away from your light for a little bit, Father, they've been following you, they've been with you. Maybe in their youth they were there. Maybe they felt the joy and the peace and the love of who you are when they were young. But over time that started to fade and they didn't feel it as much, Lord. Pray that you remind them in their mind and their heart tonight that you are still very much there. Your love and your joy is real, God. They just need to return to it, Father God. And those that want to take that challenge and just want to think about what it would take to actually be a blank slate, to actually get rid of the things that they know is on their mind and on their heart, the things that they're trying to achieve, and letting go of some of their identities, Lord, that they may just be clean for you. Father, I pray that you continue to guide them in their mind and heart tonight. We lift everybody in this group up in your name. Amen. Tonight, you felt like one of those three things touched you. We will have pastors around here after service to continue that conversation with you, to continue to pray with you if you need that prayer, if you have something that you want to talk about tonight. But I want to remind you that the words of Jesus, when he says, isn't life more than just food and clothes? He wasn't only talking about food and clothes. He was talking about, isn't life more than that frustrated coworker you're with? Isn't life more than that vehicle and that truck you want to buy? Isn't life more than that makeup that you want to get? Isn't life more than that title that you want to assume or you want to achieve? Isn't life more than all of this stuff? Yes, absolutely. Life is God. God is life. He's the essence of life, and life is only found in His light, and we get to enjoy that, and that's love. And that's peace. And that's joy. It's who God is. And we get to walk in the light, that light freely. We just need to surrender to Him. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Bless you guys.
Let's stand together. If you have never, as Jonathan was saying, if you've never asked God for His mercy, maybe you just never realize how deeply you need His mercy. You can't save yourself. You can't fix yourself. You can't make yourself good enough for heaven. Jesus did that. Isn't it interesting that the verse that I was going to have on the screen tonight, it was in a translation that starts like this. This is real. I love that. That's kind of exactly where Jonathan went. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. And right before it, it says, God showed how much He loved us, let me say you, by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. You need that gift. And you know if you've received it, you know if you haven't. Please don't leave here tonight without receiving that gift of eternal life. There'll be some pastors up here, or the person that brought you, the Christian that you're standing next to, turn to them before you step out of that seat and say, I'm giving my life to Jesus tonight, if you're ready to do that, or I'm giving my life back to Him. So I just beg you to do that. I compel you to get to that place of peace with God through Jesus Christ tonight. Amen? The Lord bless you and keep you. Shalom, shalom, in the strong name of Jesus. God bless.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.